5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir. Every day's a new day, and you got to tune in and locked in with your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. It's our Hump Day Season 2, Episode 25, November 18, 2020. Lock it up. Good afternoon, everybody, on this brisk, chilly, windy day here in Paradise, where we broadcast live every day, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour a day. It's the beautiful city of Sarasota, Florida, baby. We're a little chilly and nippy. I know that means nothing if you're living in Michigan or Chicago, or where my numbers are damn off the chain, in Ohio. I know this is nothing for you guys, and you think we're wusses here in Florida, and you're absolutely right.
Whatever.
But it is brisky for the thin blood resident of Florida here. We got up to about 70 degrees. Lock it up. Gorgeous day. The sun is out shining. It might go up to 73, but tonight, that's right. Our boy John Scalzi from ABC7 saying to bundle up, man. It's going to be a chilly day. Welcome, everybody. This is our hump edition of the show. Like I said, episode 25 already, season 2. Lock it up. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. You have no problem listening to the show, but we do broadcast from the Anchor dashboard here. You can go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Listen Notes, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is that you go to any search engine, any Google, Bing, Yahoo, AOL, you put in the search engine SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the whole page there. I like to introduce our sponsor of the first segment of the show. We inked the deal like a month ago with the Siesta Key Frog Hop. That's right. Siesta Key, voted number one beach in America by Travel Magazine and travelers all over the world. And they reside right there in Siesta Key. When you're on the key, you come in because you're a tourist from the great state of Ohio or Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, where we frequently get our people. Yeah, and even Jersey makes an appearance every once in a while. But you call the Siesta Key Frog Hop. Don't rent the car for a week and have it sit in front of your resort. There's bars all over the place, so don't be a damn fool and drink and drive, because they will grab your ass down here. They're bored as hell out here in Siesta Key. So they're waiting for damn DUI drivers like yourself. So don't do that. Do yourself a favor. It's a free service. All you got to do is tip the driver. They will pick you up door to door. Siesta Key Frog Hop in a 15-passenger open trolley, COVID-19 cootie safe there. They'll pick you up door to door. They'll take you free anywhere on the island you choose to do. You just give them a call at 844-FROG-HOP. That's 844-FROG-HOP. Lock it up. Sponsor of the first segment of the show. We do encourage the audience to go ahead and participate in the show by dropping us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. or be trendy and leave us a voicemail. Let your voice be heard by going to our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to say your piece there, man. Whether you hate us like poison or you love us, you know, either which way, let us hear your voice. That is the way. You can catch us on Twitter too, SRQ Talk Show. Lock it up on Twitter, twitter.com/SRQ Talk Show. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter if you choose, if that's the route you want to go, if you want to be an avatar. We got national news today. Too bad for a very popular rapper getting charged in Florida that we'll talk about later in the show. But of course, we're going to bring down the show with what? With the COVID-19. Absolutely. COVID-19 cootie cases here in Florida. It's getting amped up, man. People get panic is starting to be created by the networks here. The FDOH, which is the Florida Department of Health, reports more than 7,000 new COVID-19 cases in Tuesday's report. The Florida Department of Health is reporting an 8.60% positivity rate, and this is way up from the 5 point whatever that they had, and this is a number that they're obsessed with now. 8.60% positivity rate on its Tuesday COVID-19 dashboard update. The state is reporting 85 new deaths and 7,350 new cases of the cooties since March. And we're getting closer to a million as a state. We're up to 897,323 cases of this damn cooties. Okay. And we like to bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line on news and total cases. Congratulations, Manatee County. Oh, you have entered an exclusive club, the 15,000 club, and it's not the Mile High Club, Bradenton. It's 15,040 residents of Manatee County have been diagnosed positive by the damn cooties. And Sarasota, before you wag your finger and think you're all better, okay, you're right on their ass at 11,528 cases of the cooties in Sarasota County, where we broadcast live every day. I like to welcome my 11 countries. You heard me right. 11 international countries besides the U.S. has opted into the show, and the leader of the pack, my Roy's Rowdy Rebel Hooligans out there in the UK, England, and Wales, new to the show, but the Arabian community, the country of Qatar, shot up all the way up to number 2 on the ratings, and of course, always late to the party. There's no wall here, no border control. We ain't gonna ask you for papers. Buena tarde, Mexico. Germany follows them, the Middle Eastern community, where I told you my mother is obsessed with your Spanish soap operas. It's the country of Turkey, our first country ever to opt in. They've dropped in the ratings, but they are always will be the first country. The Irish community, Ireland, Asia represents with the country of Singapore. And of course, we have beauty here. That's why we got the country of Colombia, Buena tarde, where my grandparents are from. The motherland, one of the largest countries on planet Earth, España, Spain, Envicatore, Pomponello, Pala Italiano, Italy, has decided to opt into your boy Roy. And why not? They heard we were sporting a World Cup team here. And what would a World Cup team be without my country? That wraps it all up from the 11. It's the beautiful people of the Netherlands, baby. Welcome to everybody. It could be good afternoon or good evening to you there. And of course, is he talking about his numbers again? Whatever. That's right, we are. If they're willing to give up 1 hour of their 24 that's dealt within the day to listen to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk, I do have some time here in the leader of the pack. And since day one, the most listened listenership that we have, audience, is the state of Florida, amping it up. It's over 50%. And then second there is the great people of Columbus, Ohio, have embraced the show, followed by Washington, not D.C., the great city of the Emerald City, where they lie way out west there, almost off the map in the state of Washington. Everything's big in Texas, and the ratings keep going up in Texas there. Followed by one of the original 13 colonies, Virginia, has opted in. That wraps up the top five in the United States. And the bottom five, yeah, Georgia, you used to be there. Now you're leading the pack in the toilet bowl there. Georgia there, my great people in the ATL there. And Jersey, big disappointment. Jersey's numbers are in the garbage ever since we dropped from 82 and 67% on the lock of the day. They're a bunch of degenerate gamblers like I am. But guess what, Jersey? We got two in a row yesterday, and we're up at 55%. You at least got to say hello. We're socially acceptable back in the gambling community at 55%. And where I was born, numbers in the toilet. New York, too cool for New York. They got too many things to do to listen to your boy Roy. over there. They do have some percentages there. And then Laid Back in Cali, baby, representing from Mountain View in Delano. Good morning to you, California. And we were like kind of saying, what, Nebraska? That's right. Lincoln, Nebraska, baby, is opted in. Oregon and Michigan, for the love of damn Dearborn. Good morning to you. Within Florida, numbers off the chain. Nobody's taking Fort Myers off. They're the king of the mountain on their show. The most listened city in the whole damn state of Florida is Fort Myers, for the love of Cape Coral and Lehigh Acres. And then amped up, you just got to take a bridge away into Pinellas County, St. Petersburg. We love you. St. Petersburg's numbers go up between those two cities in Florida. That's over 50%. And then, oh, yeah, I mean, the show's not, you know, the show's only named after them. SRQ Sarasota, top in the top three there. They come in the third place. Northport follows them, and Northport's numbers are creeping up, too, into positivity. They want to take third place back. And guess who took fourth place over, man? That's right. They took sixth place from Fort Lauderdale, Dottie Dottie. And guess what? My Sucio's down in the 305 in Miami. You just got passed by Mickey Mouse in Orlando, cracking the top five on the SRQ talk show. We must be definitely hitting the right button, touching a nerve with the great people of Orlando. Opting in, baby. That drops you damn Sucio's down in the dirty in the MIA 305, where you take it into the house. But I guess you didn't quite make the top five. You dropped down to six, and then Fort Lauderdale, Dottie Dottie right behind you. And my biggest participant in the damn county of Manatee County that doesn't want to participate, we got Palmetto, followed by the gum on the bottom of your shoe is Bradenton. Okay, but and then Naples, Lakeland, and then guess what, Tampa? We don't need you. We got St. Pete. You don't want to participate. Fine Parish rounds it off there. The top 13 here of cities in Florida amping it up. Good morning to you, Orlando. Listening, taking top five away from Miami and Fort Lauderdale, inching up there in the top five, and they're right on your ass, Northport. So be careful there. As you can see, people are definitely listening to the show. We do appreciate that. We do have top news, and we told you about the damn cooties, man. Put on a mask, exercise social distancing, man. You know, wear a mask, wash your hands, exercise all the avenues there you can do. Manatee, man, can't believe it. You're up to 15,040 people, man. I don't know if you're testing more than people in Sarasota. I do suspect that that might be the case. And guess what? Your boy Roy, he might go and test himself too, man. Why not? Now you start knowing people, your relatives, people, friends, distant friends, acquaintances. Before it used to be like, man, I don't know anybody on planet Earth that's got COVID-19, and my friends don't know anybody, and my family knows nobody. Now everybody knows everybody, man. Reports, don't know if it's damn fake news or not, man, but they're amping us up, getting ready for socialism at its best. That's right. President-elect Joe Biden there, man. He's saying he's going to shut the whole thing down. Now I have my sister in Maine getting all taking the bait on the paranoia, saying that we should stay home and not go up because things are amped up. And again, she lives in damn Maine, okay? That who listens to the show in Maine? Nobody. Not a blip on the radar. No Google Analytics. We have to even we have to Google Maine to even get any kind of run on Maine. Nobody's listening in Maine. But they voted for damn Joe Biden, and they're all amped up, and they're pro-socialism over there. That's why you heard it here, SRQ Talk. Your boy Roy, it's not your fake damn news, okay? It's not your direct radio, scripted radio. I don't need a hot chick here trying to have a whore voice here to get me. I don't need any of that. I'm plus 50. I don't have to pretend I go bang chicks. I have banged them all day. Okay, I'm not married, disrespecting my damn wife or my significant other, talking about damn Instagram models that are 20 years younger than me. No, this is not your scripted damn fake news radio that tries to be funny with a bunch of has-been damn comedians that aren't even funny, okay? We're not here using big words and trying to, you know, sound smart on the radio. Get the hell out of here, man. This is your boy, Roy. SRQ Talk, man. Blow it at your ass if you don't like it. He says the damn button. He sounds so angry all the time. His show's always the same. Yeah, that's what we got to say to you, man. We're locking it up here. Another bugle for you. There you go. What do we got, Lord? We got tons of news here, man. We're never going to get it through because your time flies here with your boy, Roy. We like to give the, you know, the nice and prissy holiday good news, pretending you're nice people. Local organizations provide Thanksgiving meals to 90 local foster care children. That's it. Lock it up, baby. This is straight out of Sarasota. We want to give credit to Jackie Kelly from ABC7, Macked Out here. That's local Channel 7 to you, bitch, here in Sarasota. Jackie Kelly reports multiple organizations on the Sun Coast are helping some of the area's most vulnerable children this holiday season. The Children's Guardian Fund, lock it up, helps support nearly 1,200 local children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected, who are currently in foster care system. The group partnered up with multiple organizations in the area to provide Thanksgiving meals for some of those children by hosting a drive-through event at the Glasser / Schoenerbaum Human Health Services Tuesday. Lock it up, keeping you in the know. The volunteer child advocates picked up gift bags filled with a variety of items with the children they support. Those items included 2 bags of canned goods, a bag of fresh produce, books, blankets, face masks, and as well as other gifts. Lock it up. The Children's Guardian Fund partnered up with the Rotary Club of Longbow Key. Lock it up. The Loving Stitches Group, the Lakewood Ranch Women's Club, as well as others to create the gift basket. So the Children's Guardian Fund has partnered up with the Rotary Club of Longbow Key, the Loving Stitches Group, the Lakewood Ranch Women's Club, and others to provide these gift baskets. The Children's Guardian Fund's executive director, and let me not butcher her name, Svetlana Kaminsky. Lock it up. Your boy Roy is international, man. Give me a chance. Svetlana Kaminsky said many of the foster children they support are living with relatives or people they know while the court system figures out where the kids will go and end up. She said providing extra food for foster parents along with gifts for the children is extremely beneficial. Lock it up. Svetlana Kaminsky, baby. She quotes on it. She says, kids who are in these situations are apart from their families, and regardless of what may have gone on in their homes, kids tend to miss their families and their parents. You're damn right they do. They want to see them, and when they can't, it's really sad, man. It really is. Honestly, it really is, man. Especially this time of the year when families are celebrating, it's family time. We just wanted to bring some joy into their homes to provide them with things that will make it feel a little bit more festive while they're missing their parents, Kaminsky said. Lock it up, Svetlana. We hear you. We totally, wholeheartedly agree with you. Tuesday's events provided gift baskets to 24 different households, which directly helped 90 local foster children. Lock it up. If you'd like to make a donation to the Children's Guardian Fund this holiday, go to their damn website. Let me see if they have a website. Let me give them the proper run here, see if they have. It's childrensguardianfund.org. Lock it up, keeping you in the know. SRQ Talk with your boy Roy here. Let's keep our eye on the time. We have 30 minutes in the front and 30 minutes of the back. And I do definitely say you stick with the show on the second half. We won 2 games yesterday. That brings us to 41-34. 55% socially acceptable now. We are 18, 19 minutes in because your time flies here with your boy Roy. So go out and do the right thing, man. Go out and donate to the Children's Guardian Fund, and you can count on a donation from your boy Roy here in the SRQ Talk Show. Those are some of the nice things going on in life, Bob, but there are also, and you knew this was coming, revised lawsuit filed over unemployment issues, man. I guess the unemployment check wasn't enough. Here we go. Somebody with a problem straight out of Tallahassee. Plaintiffs, attorneys have filed a revised class action lawsuit against the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity and Deloitte Consulting LLP, which is the damn lawyer firm, seeking damages because of a major problem with the state's unemployment compensation system during the COVID-19 pandemic that we're still living. The revised lawsuit filed late Monday in Leon County that doesn't want to participate in the show. Is Tallahassee anywhere on one of the cities? Is Jacksonville? No, absolutely not. Leon County doesn't want to participate in the show here with your boy Roy. That's just fine. Other counties like Pinellas County, that's off the chain, have. That's good enough for me. The amendment complaint makes a series of allegations. Okay, they're making allegations here and contends in part that the Department of Deloitte were negligent and breached a fiduciary duty to the plaintiffs who lost their jobs during the pandemic and faced problems getting unemployment benefits. The department administers the unemployment program while Deloitte was a contractor that helped put in place the Connect Online system, which could not handle the crush of unemployment applications in the spring. But let me tell you, they did get it right, Deloitte, okay? They eventually got it right, and your client got their money. As a, this is a quote, as a direct and a proximity result of the unlawful acts and omissions of the defendants, plaintiffs have sustained economic damages, including but not limited to loss of income, and also have sustained non-economic damages, including but not limited to emotional pain, anguish, humility, insult, indignity, loss of self-esteem, inconvenience, and hurt. Oh, you're a hurt. Sorry, we were all hurt, you dreck. Let us be part of this damn class action suit, man. The revised lawsuit said, you know what? This story is boring me, man, and it's getting me all lathered up and fired up, and I'm not going to do that on a hump day here. It's the week. It's the speed bump between us and the damn weekend here. He says damn so much.
Whatever.
Oh, let me see. And I did have a national news, okay? Bad news. I'm actually a major fan because he's a sports fan, and I think he's Mac Daddy. Rapper Lil Wayne charged with federal gun offense in Florida, okay? And you heard it here. Did Roy stutter? No, he's the best damn rapper ever besides Biggie Smalls. I don't care what Drake and all these damn pretenders. Lil Wayne Weezy, baby, is the dizzo. Rapper Lil Wayne was charged Tuesday in Florida with possession of firearm by a convicted felon, a federal offense that carries a potential sentence of 10 years in prison. Documents filed in the MIA, that's 305 to you, bitch. Documents filed in Miami federal court say that the rapper, whose real name is Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., had gun and ammunition on December 23rd of last year, despite knowing he had a previous felony on his record. Authorities said that the 38-year-old rapper acknowledged owning the gold-plated handgun after his luggage was searched upon arriving in the MIA Miami on a private plane. A search warrant first reported by the Miami Herald at the time said that Carter told investigators that the gun was a Father's Day gift. Man, it's a gift. Leave it alone, man. Could be a damn decoration. I don't see Lil Wayne shooting it or brandishing it. Now, man, let's listen to the story here. Let's go on and read this. This is lathering me up. There we go. Carter's attorney, man. There you go. He'll put us straight here. let us know. Who's his attorney here? Carter's attorney, Howard Strepnick. That's right. Lock it up. Send in an email that there are legal questions about whether mere possession of a weapon by a felon not judged to be dangerous fits the definition of a crime. I agree, man. Only because he owns one doesn't mean he's using it. Carter, this is a quote from Howard Drebnick, the attorney of Little Weezy here. Carter is charged with possession of a gold-plated handgun in his luggage on a private plane. There is no allegations that he ever fired it, brandished it, used it, or threatened to use it. Drebnick says, absolutely, there is no allegations that he is a dangerous person. Investigators are also reported finding suspect illegal drugs. Oh, it's Little Weezy. What you think you were going to find? A peanut butter sandwich?
Whatever.
Drugs in a luggage. But Carter has been charged with no drug offense. An initial court date on the weapons charges set for December 11th in the Miami federal court. There you go. Keeping you in the know. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Reach out to me. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Better yet, leave me a voicemail so your boy here can make you SRQ Talk famous. I'll play it on the air. You go to our website at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button and make sure it's 60 seconds or less or Anchor will kick your ass off.
Whatever.
And I like to thank the Siesta Key Frog Hop. If you're staying on America's number one beach island, Siesta Key, you want to roll around with the Siesta Key Frog Hop, give them a call. 844 Frog Hop. They'll pick you up door to door. They have a 15 passenger open trolley vehicle that hops you around for free. You just go ahead and tip the driver. 844 Frog Hop. Time flies with your boy Roy. I do encourage you. We have a very, very great show coming up on the SRQ Sports Show where we went 2-0 yesterday. We call two, puts us at 41-34, 55% in the community. They've accepted us back. There is no more for this side of the show. Go ahead and definitely, we got a little Friday show that you know as Thursday tomorrow. Stick with the show because next, all sports. We are back here, SRQ Talk Show. This is our version, the latter 30 minutes of the one-hour show that we broadcast live from the Paradise City of Sarasota, Florida, Monday through Friday. This happens to be the SRQ Talk Show. Lock it up with your boy, Roy, here. You have no problem finding the show, but we broadcast live every day here from the Anchor dashboard. You can go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Listen Notes, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is that you go to any search engine, Google, Yahoo, Bing, AOL. You just put in the search bar, SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate the page here. We do encourage the listening audience to participate in the show by dropping us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Or let your voice be heard by going to our cool feature there on our website, srqtalk.com. Hit the message button. Leave me a 60-second or less voice opinion, and you know you got them. Go ahead and leave what you think of the show, past archive shows. You can also see on our website there, srqtalk.com. Listen, and if your message is any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous, man. Lock it up. Participate in the show. This segment of the 30 minutes of the 1 hour show is sponsored to you by srqtshirts.com. They're an online Sarasota online t-shirt company specializing in statement t-shirts. They have plenty of options there, so go ahead and give them a look-see by going to www.srqtshirts.com. and if you do find a t-shirt, like I know you will, go ahead and proceed to check out, and in the promo code you put in SRQ Talk and you will receive 10% off. Compliments of your boy Roy here. It's the hump day of Virgin Season 2, episode 25 here. It's Wednesday, November 18, 2020. Brisky, chilly, willy day here in paradise. We got up to about 69, 70 degrees. And that, to us, that's a damn cold front, man. I know you're from Michigan and where my number's off the chain in Ohio. Many people from the Midwest down here. And that's what makes Sarasota such a great, lovely, polite, educated damn town. All right, and yeah, we got a lot to do. We are definitely pumped up. We are trending up, just like for some reason we tapped into a nerve with damn Orlando. Good afternoon, Orlando. Damn, surpassed the MIA, man. Top five listening audience in the great state of Florida here. Orlando is the biggest trend, but you know our favorite is damn St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, off the chain, just like Fort Myers in Sarasota. That wraps up the top five with Northport there. We are 41-34. Nothing to write home about, man, but we'll take it. We'll take any positivity. We gave you two absolute locks yesterday, and we are red hot now on games. I mean, out of the last 10, we're definitely over 70% in the last 10 games picking these games, and we're getting lucky and we're being blessed with games. Yeah, we're being blessed with games on Tuesdays, man, with this whole COVID-19 that's damn you know, just confusing everything, man, in the league, not only collegiately but professionally also. And today, yeah, we got two games today, baby. These are like deja vus, because this time today on I believe it's the ESPN College damn network, ESNN, I guess, Northern Illinois plays Ball State. Ball State 1-1, Northern Illinois 0-2. And Ball State started at 9.5, went all the way up to 14.5. Now lock it up, Ball State. Everybody's betting Ball State, I guess. You know, that number's gone up, man. 9.5 to 14.5 is a damn big jump, okay? That's a huge jump. The over-under started at 62.5. But I guess the weather's got the over-under at 59 now. And you know what? That's the lock of the day right there. We're going to waste no time here. It's the SRQ Talk Show here, the SRQ Sports Show edition of the show here on the second half with your boy Roy. And we're going to go over 59 in Ball State, Northern Illinois. I think the 14.5 might be a little fat. If you remember, I think Northern Illinois covered last week on their game against one of the Michigan schools where we should have went all Michigan. I think Northern Illinois, maybe not, man. You know, it doesn't really matter at this point because we don't look in the rearview mirror here. We're visionists, man. We look forward. You can't drive by looking at the rearview mirror. We're moving forward. We got no time to look back on games, man. We only got 30 minutes on this segment, and your time flies with your boy Roy here, man. You can't shut me off there. Ball State now. Uh-oh, I just refreshed it. Ball State now minus 15, just a 9. The number just keeps on going up. Nobody wants part of Northern Illinois. We should damn gobble the 15 right there on it, but no. And the over-under went to 60. We got it at 59. I'm on record showing that I went over 59 in the Ball State, Northern Illinois. That's your first lock of the day. We're 41-34, 55%. And next, damn Toledo from the state that is off the chain on my listenership of Ohio. They play Eastern Michigan, and you know this is going to be a damn cat bite, okay? This is going to be a damn good game, and this is going to be televised on CBSS, whatever the hell that is. We'll have to look at it on one of our 500 damn channels that we have. Toledo at Michigan State going into enemy territory. Toledo at least is 1-1. Eastern Michigan, not so much. They're 0-2. Toledo's laying 7 on the road, over under 61.5. and I tend to want to, the first thing that jumped under the thing is the damn under. But I hate to go and root for a boring-ass game, man. It went from 58.5 to 61.5. They want you to go under, so we'll stay away from this under. And guess what? We're going to lay the damn 7. We're going to Toledo, baby, for the love of Columbus, Toledo, and the old damn state of Ohio that can't shut me off on the SRQ. It's your boy, Roy, man. It's a Wednesday hump day, the speed bump between us and the damn weekend. He says damn so much. We are right out of the gate giving. Oh, then we got a third game. Lock it up. Is this fake news? No, not fake news. We got Western Michigan against damn Central Michigan. And this is on the four-letter network with the number 2 on the side. ESPN, the deuce, will be kicking off at 7 p.m. Western Michigan against Central Michigan. And you know the line is damn tight there. They're both 2-0 games. This is a Mac Daddy game here, man. Western Michigan against Central Michigan. Dearborn, are you listening? You are, because you're one of the ones that represent me, the only one that represents me in the state of Michigan in listenership and in the SRQ talk show, in the sports edition here. It's episode, what? Damn, 25 already. Season 2, man. So this is a good game here. Western Michigan against Central Michigan. And to tell you the honest truth, well, you know what jumped off the page? I remember this damn Western Michigan team covered for us last week in that other battle that they had against they had a damn scrap against some team in Ohio over there. I guess it was Toledo, wasn't it? But guess what? Your boy Roy's going all in on Western Michigan. I'm laying the 1.5. It started Western Michigan getting 2.5. And I guess things have changed with either the damn COVID or just the fact that the damn Western Michigan amped up last week. It now their favorite 1.5. We're going to take it against Central Michigan and lay it, baby. No offense, Central Michigan. I'm just a West Coast kind of guy, and I'm a loyal guy. And I think the Western Michigan kids are going to damn lay 1.5 and cover for me. That's your 3 trifecta here. SRQ Talk. It's your boy, Roy. And if you think that, you know, that we're not so impressive, you can go ahead and bet against us. That's right. We won't hold. We won't defriend you. We're not going to hold ill will against you. Go ahead and bet against us, man. It's your money. We're not going to pay your bets for you if you lose. But I'll tell you, if you were 41-34 now, if you were going against us, you'd be down in the dumps right now, man. I'd rather be 55% than 45%. Just saying. So just to review, how exciting. Let's keep our eye on the time here. We're 10 minutes in. And honestly, what I really have in my mind right now is my damn fantasy team celebrating its 16th year. It's the Miami Dynasty Football League, where I am still alive in kicking here. And I like to report, I told you the hottest team in football is my damn Miami Dolphins, with our Alabama number 1 pick, Tua, at the helm. We were, crying a little bit when Fitzgerald, all right, when they decided that Fitzy, after he was hot, they decided to pull Fitzy, and that's why you never question a call. 5 in a row with the kid, Tua. I even called for Tua a week. I think it was week 3 or 4, man. I was wondering, Fitzy, I don't know what you're doing there, man. It's time to get the kid in there, and I'm calling for Tua. If you want to archive the shows, you can always go to our website, srqtalk.com, and we have 37 damn episodes on season 1, and we're already in season 2 with 25 episodes. We won't stop. We keep it rolling around here, man. And I had to do some drastic moves here. I'm damn depleted at running back, like I've been crying about, ever since. But now who do we pick up? Because we got Burkhead. We didn't start him. He scored 21 points on us. But our running backs, Gallman, that we picked up from the Giants. He's on a bye. That's not good. So I'm telling you, I'm scrambling around. I got DK Dobbins, where, you know, I think the kid's Mac, man, but I kind of saw him getting a lot of tackles, not making the line of scrimmage there, not getting the holes. Gus Edwards is the one that looks Mac there. But Gus Edwards doesn't get enough touches. Dobbins gets the touches, but Gus Edwards gets the damn production, man. I can't figure out the Baltimore. And then you throw in Ingram there as in a twist there, and he gets the ball every once in a while. What the hell am I talking about, man? Ingram's on the damn New Orleans, man. What the hell am I calling? No, is he on the Giants? Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I'm all confused. He's playing for the Ravens now, Ingram, and he's getting some touches as well, man. And what could I tell you, man? It's just three backs is just not doing it for me, man. So I had to go out on the limb, and I want to report to you that I picked up a damn Dolphin, Savon Ahmad, baby. Who? Who the hell is he talking about? Is he talking about the Arabian community again or the Islamic one? It might be damn Savon Ahmad, baby, from the Middle Eastern community, number 26 on your hottest NFL football team, the Miami Dolphins. He's stepping up, man. And Howard, get the hell out of here, man. You're in the doghouse with the coach. We got Matt Breida, okay? That's not going to do much against the Broncos this week. He's got some injuries. We got a white hope there. What is his name? Lyard. Yeah, lock it up, Lyard. You're not doing it for me. This kid, Savon Ahmad, man, is damn amped up, man. He runs angry. And he's lightning quick, man. I can't believe this kid was on the practice squad. He just came up, and the damn kid's amped up. So amped up that your boy Roy here from the C-Mac attack that is still alive in the playoffs at a measly 4-6. Don't get me wrong. I'm not proud of my damn record, but I was 1-4 in the damn toilet. And I have scratched and clawed back, man. And guess what? Your boy Roy's back relevant, because guess what? The other losers, the 12-man PPR league, these guys are amped up. This is a 16th-year league, man. We did it before. It was cool.
Whatever.
But it was Savon Ahmad from your Miami Dolphins, baby, is on my team now. I picked him up on waivers yesterday. I can't believe he slipped to me, man. Everybody wanted the kid out of Seattle, man. You can have him, man. I'll take Savon Ahmad. Obviously, J.D. McKissick is not available in my league. Damian Harris from New England is not available. Naheem Hines is the one I wanted from the Colts. He's taken. Jordan Wilkins is damn garbage, man. I don't want him. I want Savon Ahmad. I'm very happy with my week 11 waiver wire pickup. And remember that in fantasy, it's 13 weeks. It's not damn 17. Wake up. Keeping you in the know. SRQ Talk with your boy Roy. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We're having a great Wednesday show here. And yeah, man, Tua, man, Tagovailoa, lock it up, baby. It's our boy out there, man. He's going to lock it up for the Dolphins. He's got them winning 5 in a row. And my biggest question, do I start Ben Roethlisberger or do I go with your damn Tommy boy? Tommy Brady scored me 41 points, and Roethlisberger's been just scoring me over 40 almost every week. I really don't know who I'm going to go with. And you know why Brady got the nod? Not because he's damn from Tampa that is barely listening to the show. No, because he plays on Monday Night Football this week, baby. That's right. I got Tommy boy there, and I'm also keeping the kid from the damn Chargers. What is it, Hangler? Is he from the Rams? He's from the Rams, the tight end, baby. He scored me a good 9 points. And Cook on the Saints, garbage, man. I'm going to put your ass on the bench, man. You're not worth it, man. Let's see who they're recommending. A lot of these fantasy waiver wire pickups and all these little sleepers and everything that they're talking about, man. A lot of these people, my 12 team, you know, I call them a damn dreck, you know, like Herbie Snacks at 1-9 tossing it in against me, man. Thank you for the favor, man. Lock it up. This is who my league, the NFL.com, where I run my our league, where we run the league. This is who they're reporting that they should, that you should be starting or sitting this week. Let's see, because my internet, you guys know, it's well documented here, man. It's just direct, man. It really is. It's just garbage, whether it's Comcast. You know, I should go with damn Verizon, the Mac Daddy one. We only got 30 minutes, and we're over half through the show here because your time flies with your boy Roy here. Let's see who we got, man. They are sitting. Let's see who they I need a new kicker, man. I don't know if I want Bailey again for the second week. Even though he plays damn Dallas, and they're horrible, man. Let me see who they're recommending to start at tight end. DJ Hockenson, man, from the Detroit. They're recommending highly Hayden Hurst from the Falcons. Hunter Henry from the Chargers, Logan Thomas, which I play against, man. I'm playing against a guy that's, what is he? I think he's 5-4 or 5-5. He's damn 5-5, man. The damn bomb squad, man. He needs this game, and I need it too. Who are they saying to sit? Let's see. Tiger Higbee. That's my guy. On Monday Night Football. So I like to have players on Monday night just in case. And I got Dan Tyne Brady and Tyler Higbee of the Rams. Can be frustrated at running back. But Higbee was targeted 6 times last week, the same amount as Robert Woods, but trailed Cooper Kupp and Josh Reynolds. That's right, Josh Reynolds. I like Higbee's matchup against the Bucs this week. Tampa has given up 4 touchdowns to the position over the last 4 weeks. Keeping you in the know, man. My Tyler Higbee guy has cracked the top 5 here, just like Orlando did on my ratings on the podcast here. Who are they saying to sit? Here's where they're saying to sit these guys. Robert Tonyan from the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, sit his ass. I haven't even heard of his ass. Trey Burton.
Whatever.
Yeah, of Indianapolis. Yeah, how about Kyle Rudolph? You're going to sit Rudolph, huh? You had a couple of big catches last week, and you're going to sit him against the Cowboys. Rudolph caught 4 of his 5 targets last week in the Bears Monday night game and would have landed double digits had it not been for a lost damn fumble. Okay, the Cowboys have allowed 5 receiving touchdowns this year to tight ends. There is opportunity there, but the lack of consistency is keeping this Dreck away. And how about for my hottest team, the Miami Dolphins? He's saying to sit Mike Gesicki. Seems like every week we do that helps no one on NFL Fantasy Live. We always feature the Dolphins tight end. The tight end is never Gesicki because he never scores touchdowns, man. Oh, man, dissing Gesicki because he never scores touchdowns. All right, that's not fair. Gesicki did score a touchdown in weeks 2 and 3, but hasn't been in the end zone since that time, man. I'm trying to use the space to motivate him. It hasn't worked. Mike Gesicki, according to what's this dude's name, man? This guy's really opinionated, man. Who is it? Adam Rank. Lock it up, man, from NFL.com. We like to give credit where we get the information, and we're getting it from Adam Rank, man. And Adam Rank, yes, my boy up there, man. Top 5 tight end to put in there and to stick it in right there. Tyler Higbee from the Rams. I got him. I picked him up on the waiver wire. He produced right out of the gate for me, man. And Higbee, I have him plugged in there again, man. And he's saying to sit him. Let me see about the kickers, man, because I don't know about Bailey, man. I'm Minnesota. Let's see what he says. I hope he's in his top 5 to start these bastards. Let's see who else. Let's go back here. Internet is cooperating barely here. Let me see. Sit'em, week 11 kickers. That's right. If you're wondering who the hell this is, it's your boy Roy, man. SRQ Talk, the SRQ Sports Show edition here. NFL fantasy football, start'em or kick'em, or start'em or sit'em. And they got the damn Latin community, Rodrigo Blankenship from the Indianapolis Colts, man. I do like that kid, but he's on someone else's team. And then we have the Asian community with Young Ho Koo from the Falcons. They're saying to start him against the Saints. Harrison Butker. All these guys are taking it. Butker is probably the best kicker in the whole damn NFL. He goes up against your Las Vegas Raiders. And Daniel Carlson from the Las Vegas Raiders is also being said. And then Will Lutz. There you go. They got Dan Bailey. Hey, people, Dan Bailey, revenge game. He hasn't been great this year, but he has some of the elements I love in a kicker. Plays in a dome. He's got a conservative coach who isn't going for 2 points all that often and would probably rather play for field goals instead of blowing a game wide open. This is how this guy feels about, damn, the Coach Zimmer of the Vikings, man. This guy's a little cocky. Who is this? Is this the same guy as last time? Let's see here. Who is this, man? There you go. Adam Rank, man. Adam Rank, opinionated little bastard. He's got a Blankenship of the Colts going against the Packers. That's his number one. And then the Asian coup that kicks for the Falcons, where my numbers are, so-so in the damn ATL. They go up against New Orleans, and Butker from the KC Chiefs, Harrison Butker, he's probably Mac Daddy. This kid hits him from 58. They call timeout on him, and he kicks it again. He goes up against the Raiders, but the Raiders also kickers on this list, Daniel Carlson on stardom, and Will Lutz, from the Saints against the Falcons. And yeah, Dan Bailey, baby, made it. Now, I want to know if this is the part of the stardom or sit'em. Yeah, this is the stardom. He's got all four mentioned there. And then Dan Bailey, which I feel like Zimmer should have done on Monday night and whatever, man. All right, so it did. And then Dustin Hopkins of your formerly, known Redskins that are called the football team now. Their kicker, Dustin Hopkins, is also cracking the top five of this dude here on NFL.com. The ones he wants you to sit, Steven Gruskowski from the Titans. Yeah, people are down on him, man. How about Jason Sanders from the hottest team in football, the Miami Dolphins, that have won 5 in a row? And let me tell you something. Jason Sanders has a damn leg, okay? And I don't understand why. Let me find out why he wants to sit Jason Sanders against the Broncos. You always want dome kickers or guys in warm weather, but the Dolphins going up to play in the cold in Denver this week. This is a tough one. Dude doesn't miss, which you love, but I just advise you to keep an eye on the weather there. Not really fair because Sanders has been good this year, but the weather concerns me. Now watch a Sanders go out and boot a 50-yarder this week. Hey, you know what? I like this guy, man. Who's this guy? He's a little sarcastic. He's got an opinion, and he's not afraid to say it. Adam Rank, NFL.com writer, baby. Lock it up, man. Rank, I'm a new fan here. SRQ Talk. Your boy Roy, man, trying to keep you in the know. But guess what? We're running out of time. We usually do because time flies with your boy Roy here, man. We gave you your Cooties update on the first part of the show. We gave you local news. Little Weezy, the rapper, knew that he got arrested facing 10 years for gun charges, man. Yeah, Little Weezy wasn't doing it. It was a damn gift, man. Leave Weezy alone. But we're confident on his damn lawyers. His lawyers thinking just like we are, and Little Weezy will be fine there. I wanted to get to a story about Carnival in the first segment of the show that I did. And listen, man, Carnival Cruise Lines announces more cancellations. Nobody wants to go on a damn. Biden's going to shut down the country anyway. But I do thank you for listening, and you definitely are. And Orlando right now is the hottest city in the SRQ Talk Show, followed by the Amped Up. My favorite, St. Petersburg. Thank you for listening. Sarasota, of course. Northport, MIA. Fort Lauderdale, Dottie. I haven't forgotten you, Lotta Dottie, but you've been getting passed, man. You got passed by MIA. Now you're getting passed by Orlando for Lauderdale drops in the ratings, but that's okay, man. We got two. I gave you three locks, a trifecta today, man. Just to keep you in the know, in conclusion, we're going over. We got the game at 59, Northern Illinois against Ball State, over 59. The damn cat battle, yeah, over there. Toledo against Eastern Michigan. We're laying the 7 and going with the great people of Ohio against you, Michigan. No offense, Dearborn, but we're laying the 7 against you. Going with Toledo, the second lock of the day. And then this is definitely, talk about all cat fights. This is the fight of all fights. Western Michigan against Central Michigan. Central Michigan, even though you're at home, we're going to lay 1.5 points and go with the damn Western Michigan kids that came through for us. That's your boy, Roy. We're 41-34. We want to do a clean sweep today. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in to our little Friday show that you know it as Thursday on your calendar. Tune in. There is no more. Put on a jacket. It's chilly willy here in Florida. That's right. Michigan keeps laughing at us. That's okay, man. Amp it up. Stay safe. Stay corona free, cootie free. It's your boy, Roy. SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.